are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, and welcome back to Locked On Brewers, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, where we talk about your favorite teams every day. I am your host, Jake Mastriani. You can follow me on Twitter at shortstopball. Check out my bio there to see everywhere I'm covering the game of baseball. Also joining me, my co-host, Benny Rattino. You can follow him on Twitter at Benny Rattino and catch him as part of the pre- and post-game for Bally Sports. Also, make sure you follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Brewers and subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast wherever you get your podcast. Obviously, today this is the clinch episode. We finally clinched the division over the weekend, so wanted to make sure we come on and talk about that. And we'll talk about some of the big moments from the weekend, some of the highlights, and talk about what we're wanting to see the rest of the way. But first of all, I just want to say apologize for not having a podcast past couple of days. We're in the process of moving. As you can probably tell, we have no furniture in here. That's why it sounds like a huge echo. So apologize for that. But wanted to make sure we got a podcast out with the Brewers clinching the NL Central over the weekend. So I appreciate your patience with me there. Should have things up and running. Actually, still do not have internet at the moment. Recording this over a hotspot on my phone. So again, appreciate your patience there, and hopefully things will get better as the week goes on. But an exciting weekend at that, like I said, with the Brewers clinching. They got no help from the Cardinals, who apparently are never going to lose again. So the Brewers had to earn it with a sweep over the New York Mets, and they do finally clinch the NL Central. And Benny, I say finally, that's kind of arrogant at this point. If you would have told me coming into the year that the Brewers were going to clinch with a week left, you know, I would have taken that all day long. But your just thoughts on the weekend, getting it clinched, you know, getting it clinched with a week to go.
Yeah, Council, I mean, like you said, Council, or the Cardinals won't lose, right? So they're all of a sudden the 27 Yankees, and they're going to, you know, win every single game from here on out. And so I thought it was really cool, and I loved how Council told this club, like, look, you're going to have to take it, right? There's no, you know, Willie Adames type trade coming to kind of turn everything around. I mean, they had a 5-game losing streak. They seemed to kind of be snake bitten against the Cardinals. They lost that last one against the Cubs. There just wasn't a great feeling. And then, so they had to take it, right? And so I have to say Friday and Saturday seemed to be must wins. And they, even though they had a 7.5 game lead at the time, from the Cardinals, or a 7-game lead at the time from the Cardinals, and it's like, how is that a must win? And it felt like it, just because they were struggling so bad and got swept by the Cardinals. And then kind of scoreboard watching a little bit and seeing that the Cardinals play the Cubs, which they are not going to lose to the Cubs, it seems. So they did take it, right? They swept the Mets. And so that was cool. That it was kind of a testament to how resilient this team is, and like, hey, we could bounce back. And we can, you know, take it from a team and kind of will ourselves into victory. And that's kind of what you saw this weekend. They won all three games. They weren't necessarily dominant in any of those three games, but they won. And that's all you need to do. And hopefully they take that into the playoffs and just kind of will themselves into a World Series.
Yeah, and, you know, you're going to clinch a division like that. That's how you want to do it. You want to, you know, do it with a big win on your home field. So certainly the best way to do it. Would have loved to have done it against the Cardinals earlier in the week, but glad that they still do it, you know, get it done at home. They get it done by winning, which is the way you want to do it. And yeah, rough week last week against the Cardinals. I know Noah and Nick on Twitter said we kind of needed a break with me not having the podcast on here anyway. So wasn't much good to talk about last week after that Cardinals series, so certainly much more positive here with getting the sweep over the Mets and clinching the NL Central again with a week to go. Really just, you know, can't be prouder of this team and what they have come through to get to this place and make themselves one of the best teams in baseball and getting geared up for hopefully what's going to be a very long postseason run. We'll take another break and then we'll come back and talk about some of the biggest takeaways from the weekend. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. Hey Brewers fans, this is Jake Mastriani with an incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about, Get Upside. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code BASEBALL for MLB and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using GetUpside. Just download the app for free and use the promo code BASEBALL to get up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use the promo code BASEBALL so you get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. That's code BASEBALL. All right, Vinny, so just a few takeaways from me over the weekend. You know, obviously some exciting games, getting those wins. Like you said, coming off the Cardinals series, they kind of felt like this was a must win. They needed to kind of lock this up. Like I said, do it at home. So that was certainly exciting. But as far as some of the individual performances of the weekend, you know, Vinny, I know we've been going back and forth on Hauser or Lauer for a four starter in the postseason. You know, after Lauer's performance on Friday, 6 2/3, 3 hits, 2 walks, 1 earned, 9 strikeouts. I'm kind of leaning towards him now as being that fourth guy in the rotation.
I'm agreeing with you at this point. I was really kind of biased, and it was always close for me. I was really kind of biased, I think, towards Adrian Hauser just because of I've loved what kind of pitcher he has become and kind of the evolution of a starting pitcher that he has become. He's really been able to command the baseball, pitch with 4 pitches. You know, just really do a great job of kind of pitching, you know, and again, it's not something you've seen from Adrian Hauser before this year. And so I was kind of like biased towards him, and he's been pitching beautifully, right? I mean, he's been pitching great. He had a complete game shutout against the same St. Louis Cardinals tough lineup. So, however, Eric Lauer did show me something, his ability the most impressive thing about that outing, he went 39 pitches in the first inning, and then he still went 6 1/3. He didn't let an error bother him from Willie Adames to extend that inning, 39 pitches. And then, again, he has such deception with that four-seam fastball cutter-slider combination, and he's been super consistent with executing stuff at the top of the zone. I think he's got his game plan just kind of locked in. And his ability to execute, he does not have to be perfectly fine with his command. He can just kind of execute at the top of the zone with that four-seamer. And then, again, guys cannot pick up that slider-cutter thing that he's got working as well. And he actually elevates the slider-cutter quite a bit. And again, he just stays off the barrel and gets swing and miss. So at this point, I do think Eric Lauer is probably the safe bet to really kind of perform for you in the playoffs over Adrian Hauser. However, I do love Adrian Hauser. I think he could do a phenomenal job as well. I think he's ready to start in the playoffs. So I don't know. I mean, do they go 5-man rotation? Doubtful. Yeah. We'll probably stick Hauser in the pen, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I still think it's a situation where, you know, you let one of them start that fourth game and use the other one as a swing man if you need it in those first 3 games. If not, maybe use them as a piggyback starter for whoever does start that fourth game. But yeah, for me right now, I'm leaning towards Lauer starting that fourth game, and I've been on, you know, the Hauser train all year long, kind of with you, Vinny. But I mean, I think I've seen enough from Lauer at this point to feel like he gives you the better chance as a starter in that in that fourth game if they use a fourth starter in the first series. And, you know, we can certainly talk about that on down the road. Staying on the pitching side, though, Corbin Burnes had another great performance as he tries to make his case for the NL Cy Young. 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 walk, 1 earned, and 9 strikeouts on Saturday. Vinny, he probably only has, or I know he at least only has, one more start left to prove that he deserves the NL Cy Young. I think if you're following the media right now, Max Scherzer's probably the favorite, but I think Burnes is right there behind him. You know, I certainly think he's deserving, but probably has one more showcase, Vinny, to try to win that NL Cy Young.
He's a Cy Young, in my opinion. Corbin Burnes is a Cy Young. He's given up 6 home runs this year. The next closest is Lance McCullers is at 12, right? He's given up 24 extra base hits this year. Next closest, Brandon Woodruff, 35, right? I mean, the guy just has been so dominant. The singles that he's been giving up are little dink hits. I mean, he rarely gets barreled up. He had one or two, you know, iffy outings, the one in Colorado earlier in the year, and then I think the one after that or two after that was a little bit iffy as well. But other than that, he's been completely dominant. The only thing you could say against what he's done so far in terms of not winning the Cy Young or worthy to be win the Cy Young over Max Scherzer is Scherzer's got, I think, like 12 or 13 more innings than him, maybe 15, and that's it. I know Scherzer's been completely dominant, but he's I read this that his, you know, the park factor, the ballpark factor is a little bit more favorable towards Max Scherzer than it has been for Corbin Burnes. I know Max Scherzer's been awesome, right? But Corbin Burnes has been the best pitcher I've ever seen outside of Jacob DeGrom, right? I think it's the nastiest stuff I've ever seen. He's got 5 pitches that are, on a scouting scale, 7s or 8s, which you don't put an 8 on it, anybody, or a 7 on an individual pitch or anything. I mean, it's a rare thing. He's got 5 of them, and he's just continuing to get better. I think the body of work from this year is deserving of a Cy Young. He should win it.
All right. Well, there you go. Vinny's calling it out there. I mean, I certainly agree with you. I don't know that we've seen a more, you know, dominant performance from a pitcher. You look at you know, the advanced metrics for Burnes, and they're definitely in his favor. But we'll see what the voters do. Like I said, it could come down to Burnes against the Dodgers if he gets a start against them over the weekend. So that would be interesting to see there. I'd like to see how Council lines up the rotation the rest of the way. But could come down to his last start there. And Max Scherzer has one more start. Looks like he's going to start on Wednesday. But I think it definitely comes down to those two. Would not surprise me either way with who wins that award, but I definitely think it's down to those two at this point. And moving to the offensive side of things, Yelich showed some power on Friday, had a triple and a homer, and then had singles on Saturday and Sunday. So, Vinny, I mean, I'm looking for anything, any kind of positive signs here from Yelich. Was there anything you saw from him over the weekend to give you some hope?
He was moving around pretty well. I mean, he was running and really striding out on that triple, which is always a good sign. I'm always a little bit, and this is just me now, I'm just speculating here a little bit in terms of that back. I just wonder if that back's always been kind of bothering him or if he's been kind of protecting it. I don't know. It didn't look like he had. It hasn't looked like he's been protecting it for probably over a month now at this point, but it's always good to see him really stride it out and lengthen the stride out. He really is fast. He can pick him up and put him down with those long strides. So that was encouraging. He played the outfield hard as well. In terms of his at-bats, they were good. I think it's just a timing thing. It's just a trust thing. For some reason, like, it's just kind of been as it seems like, you know, just that trust and kind of confidence, really, at the end of the day. Isn't there as much as it has been in years past. But it's always encouraging when you see him hit an opposite field home run or just to the opposite field, right? It was more toward center off the scoreboard, right? He did smash a couple other balls, barrel up a couple other balls that went right at guys. And so I do think that that's encouraging as well. So He looked good. He's always good when he stays middle the other way. He just kind of uses his hands real well. So, yeah, I mean, he's going to be a productive player, in my opinion, into the playoffs.
Yeah, and Adames got his power stroke back as well with a couple home runs over the weekend. That was certainly nice to see. All right, we'll take another break here, then we'll come back and talk about what we'll be watching the rest of the way. The show is brought to you by our friends at Built Bar. If you're looking for a fantastic tasting protein bar, then look no further. Built Bar has a ton of flavors and a wide variety of flavors at that. It's not just your regular chocolate chip, or cookies and cream, which still remain some of my favorites. They have coconut, almond toffee, mint, peanut butter fudge, dark chocolate raspberry. There's a ton of really interesting, really cool flavors you don't normally get in protein bars. Something that's going to give you a very unique taste, something that tastes good, and they're not hard as a rock like a lot of the other protein bars out there. Have a soft middle, so it's very easy to chew and easy to get down. They're very good, they're very tasty, and they're great for you as well. Most of them only have about 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. So whether you like to take them before a workout, after a workout, as a meal replacement in the morning, or whether they're just a snack for you like they are for me, you can eat them anytime. Again, they're packed with protein, not a lot of carbs involved. So go to BuiltBar.com today, try a bunch of different flavors to figure out which ones are your favorites. Go to BuiltBar.com and use our promo code LOCKEDON15 for 15% off your next order. Just go to BuiltBar.com today, use the promo code LOCKEDON15. All right, Vinny, so the division is clinched up here. You got 6 games left the rest of the way. You got a series with the Cardinals, trying to get a little bit of revenge there, and then finished with the Dodgers, who may be playing for first place in their division. But what are you looking for this Brewers team the rest of the way in this final week?
Honestly, just health. You know, just kind of stay sharp and be healthy. These games literally don't mean anything for either team, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong there, Jake. For the Cardinals, do they mean anything? I mean, they clinched, or have they not clinched yet?
I don't know that they've officially clinched the wild card, okay. But I mean, it's pretty much a done deal. Yeah, they have their magic numbers 1 to clinch over the Reds and Phillies. So,
yeah, I don't think it. I think the Cardinals. I'm sorry. The Cardinals at this point are going to play whoever loses that NL West, and the Brewers are going to play whoever wins that NL East. So I think everything is decided at this point. Honestly, I could care less if they get. You know, franchise record for wins, or if they get to 100 wins. Honestly, I could care less. I just want this team to stay healthy. I want them just to kind of be sharp and be ready for the playoffs. Also kind of a novelty would be to have Corbin Burns win the Cy Young, right? So to dominate in his next start as well. But I wouldn't extend him in the game whatsoever. I would get him to a pitch count and then leave it at that. And then, I don't think these games mean anything. Maybe they want to beat the Dodgers if they want to play the Giants. I'm not sure there. Maybe they want to not beat the Dodgers so they can play the Giants in – I don't know. There's all kinds of scenarios you can have fun with, but we'll see. Healthy, stay sharp. Don't need to win these games.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. As far as the games go, it doesn't really matter. I mean, the Brewers would have to sweep these next 2 series to get to 100 wins. So, I mean, I don't think that's a huge goal and really not obtainable, especially with the way the Cardinals are playing and then playing the Dodgers. You're probably not going to win all 6 of those regardless. So, you know, as far as the games go, I really don't care. I think the one thing I'm watching for, other than health, obviously, nice coach answer that Vinny gave there. But the other thing that I'm looking for outside of health is I want to see this offense, you know, kind of start gelling, clicking together. I know they had some good moments over the weekend, but that's probably the biggest thing for me. I want to see this offense playing together. You know, they've been banged up a lot lately. Trying to see some consistency from this offense, some good at-bats, putting up some runs, obviously. You want to see Yelich start to drive the ball a little bit more. Hopefully we get to see Tellez back later in the week. I didn't hear an update on that over the weekend, but that's really what I'm looking for. I'm not really concerned about anything on the pitching side. I think that's pretty much settled at this point, other than maybe the Hauser and Lauer situation like we already discussed. But as far as the pitching, I think feel really good there. I feel like that's pretty set. For me, it's just this offense. You know, can they start gelling, having some good at-bats, putting up some big numbers on the scoreboard, which, again, will be hard with the 2 teams they have to play this week and on the road. But that's really what I'll be watching the rest of the way. That will do it for this episode of Locked On Brewers. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Brewers. You can follow me at ShortstopBall and Vinny at Vinny Rattino. Also, make sure that you rate, review, and subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast wherever you get your podcast, and we'll talk to you next time.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.